A word for you from Joshua 24 verse 15. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This is not the first time that Israel, God's chosen people, had to choose. There was to be the famous fight out on Mount Carmel when Elijah said to God's people, "Now you choose today. Is it to be Baal or will it be the living God, the God of Israel?" We've broken down this part of the sentence, choose this day whom you will serve. We looked at choose. We've looked at this day. Last time we looked at whom, the specific choice in other words. Now today, you. It is not choose this day whom Israel will serve, but whom you will serve. Very individual. And keep it that way, dear friend. It may be that you say, "Well, my wife needs to choose. My husband needs to choose. My church needs to choose. The government needs to choose." And you try and pass the buck, as they say. And you delay action because you want somebody else to choose for you. Maybe you're in strife, you're in friction, and you want others, perhaps even in your church, to choose the right way. No, this is for you. Choose this day whom you will serve. Yes, the Lord deals with nations. Yes, the Lord deals with tribes, with groups. But more importantly, the Lord deals with individuals. And he says that as individuals, we will stand before him on judgment day. Then you won't be able to say, "Well, my church chose the wrong teaching. They had the wrong doctrine. And I'm sorry about that. That was their wrong choice." No, the Lord will say, "I asked you to choose. It was your choice. You need to choose which gods you will serve. Are they the gods beyond the river, as it was for Israel? In other words, the pagan Gentile gods? Perhaps for you, it is your god of pride, the god of your own will. Well, you make your choice today."